The death of General Vang Pao has left Wausau's Southeast Asian community in mourning, according to Peter Yang of the city's Hmong Mutual Association.
You know, today is a really sad day that the general has passed away, this giant man who has left us all behind.
Vang Pao led the Hmong resistance as an American ally during the Vietnam War and then was instrumental in leading his people to resettle in America following the fall of South Vietnam and Laos. 2 years ago, Vang Pao made an appearance in Wausau to address a rash of domestic violence attacks against women in the Hmong community.
We are Hmong. We are smart. We are very beautiful people. We have a great culture, and we don't want to have a bad name for Hmong people. Do your best to be a role model. I'm telling you today to stop.
Yang says after Vang Pao's appearance, clan leaders in Wausau were able to get Hmong men to change their behavior.
It is the right thing to do, not only for the Hmong, but for the community, for any groups of people. Men and women need to be able to work together and live together peacefully.
In 2007, Vang Pao was charged with plotting to overthrow the government of Laos, reinforcing the message of critics of the general who got his name removed from a Madison elementary school. Peter Yang says the Hmong community was relieved when the charges were dropped.
He's done so much, you know, for the Hmong people, and not only that, but for America, and to put him in jail and to discredit him, not the right thing to do.
General Vang Pao died of pneumonia in California at the age of 81. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.